If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Thursday, July 17th, and we are ready to go this morning. I have no idea how I am awake and moving this because I didn't get home last night from the Lady Gaga concert until like 11:30.
What?
By the time I took a shower and everything, it was probably about 12:30 when I went to bed last night.
So you are truly a little monster right now.
Oh my gosh. I actually feel fine, but I know it'll hit me later on this afternoon. But
you are such a party animal.
I feel like I'm still on a high from that concert. And I'll be talking about it more in what's trending this morning, but Lady Gaga kicked off her Mayhem Ball last night right here in Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, and I'm still like shooketh. It was one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my entire life. It was so, so good.
I will say that your stories look like an absolute movie, and I'm sure you don't want to get into specifics, but I can only imagine the feeling that you felt because... Yeah. I went to Born This Way, I think in 2013.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not like I'm like a monster in training, right? I'm a fan, but I don't know every single song.
Right.
I remember how she made me feel. You know what I mean? When an artist makes you feel some type of way, when you don't even know every single one of her songs, she did something.
It was like I've seen her in concert like 3 times before this. And I saw like her, she had a mini residency with Tony Bennett where they sang like the old school songs. I saw her pop residency. I saw her in just a regular concert when she was at the T-Mobile Arena a few years ago. And so I was like, yeah, I've done a Lady Gaga concert. Should, you know, more of the same, should be good. Looking forward to it. It was like, whoa. I mean, I felt like we were watching a movie in real time. It was just so amazing. So yeah, I can't wait to talk more about that coming up later on this morning. But how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Nothing exciting. No Lady Gaga for me. You know, it was a long day, you know, at work. And then I just, honestly, I just went to the, I've been hearing about this place called the, have you ever been to the Paleta Bar?
With the popsicles?
Yes.
In Chinatown. Yeah. I haven't been there, but oh, we're in Chinatown a lot, and so I've seen it a lot.
Oh my gosh, it's the little things that make me happy. It's a Mexican pop, and you can put all these different toppings on it. And I had one of those. I've been hearing a lot about it in Vegas, and it's what I did. Went home, talked to my mom once again, and fell asleep, woke back up, did some work, fell back asleep. That's my day.
How often do you check in with your mom? Is it an everyday kind of thing, or do you, couple times a week? What is it?
You know, it's crazy that you say that. I notice before I moved, we didn't talk that much. Maybe sometimes once every couple weeks, Mercedes. And since I've been here, she's always texting me, and I appreciate it. I know that she really has me in mind. Every single day, she'll text me, "Can you talk?"
And does she have things to talk about with you, or is it just to check in?
Just to hear my voice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I love that. I'm close with my mom too. I call her Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Those are my days to call her.
You have a set schedule.
I do. Sometimes I forget and I'll get a text from her and she'll be like,
I'm waiting.
Are we talking today? And it's so funny because she always finishes her text with love, mom. Like, oh. I don't literally see that it's from her on my phone. It's
my mom does love the mom. Same thing. But she says, love, mom. P.S. I love you.
Oh,
that is the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah,
man.
It is cute.
The moms are the best. So, if you haven't checked in with your mom today, maybe don't do it right now. It's a little early, but make sure you do it at some point. So a lot coming up on the show this morning. More passes, advanced screening passes to check out the Fantastic Four. When that movie comes out, we're going to get you in first in for free. So make sure you are listening at 7:30 for the Mega Minute. And right now, let's start the show with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Don't Turn Around by Ace of Base? Don't turn around. To hear Special by Garbage. Or do you want to hear Survivor by Destiny's Child? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. You can vote on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM, or you can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. I'm holding on your own, got me 10 feet old. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. You know how visiting your parents always comes with a little tech support on the side? Like, you're not just stopping by, you're also logging into their Wi-Fi router and you're updating their apps and you're resetting their passwords. I kind of feel like I'm part daughter, part geek squad when I go see my yes. mom. And you got back from San Diego a couple of weeks ago, and sure enough, mom had a situation that you had to help her deal with.
She did. And it is like clockwork when I'm visiting home. Like, what do you need? You need help with the printer? Do you need help with the Wi-Fi? And so my mom, it was kind of organically, and she didn't really intentionally ask me for help, but I kind of took it upon myself to help her. So we're in her car and we're driving down San Diego, and you could see like the Coronado Bridge, and it was just nice to be home. And while my mom is driving, she has her Spotify playlist on, and one of the songs that we're listening to while driving is this one.
Oh, mom, classic. Taking it back.
Loves her Janet Jackson. When all of a sudden, suddenly stops. We're like, what's going on? Why is Janet? And then we hear Nirvana.
Whoa, that's a big differential when it comes to music.
Right, and it wasn't like a subtle like transition into Janet Jackson into Nirvana. And I'm like, what just happened there? It was like a random skip.
Tiesto would never do that.
Thank you. We're not in Vegas no more. She goes, ugh, God, Sammy is on my Spotify account right now. I'm like, why is Sammy, my nephew, why is she on your Spotify account? So I guess what's going on is they share the same account. And whenever someone wants to play music from another device, that person will take over. And we're like, why is this happening? She goes, I just need Sammy to get his own Spotify account. I'm like, mom, you don't know about our plan, do you? Our family plan, we can add members so you no longer have to deal with this issue. She goes, oh my God, please save me, because every time I'm listening to music, there goes Sammy interrupting. So I get my laptop out. I'm adding Sammy to the Spotify family account. And there we go. peace restored into the family.
Wow.
Sammy can listen to Nirvana and mom can listen to Janet Jackson in peace now.
So let me break this down. The whole time up until you came into the picture, she's been living under the controls of Sammy.
Yes,
and
exactly.
His programming.
So if they're not together and he's out and he's like, I don't know, with his friends, he wants to listen to Nirvana, he takes over.
Let me tell you, ladies, my mom is just, well, you know what? I would say my mom's even more old school. She, just about 5 years ago, I taught her how to use her iPhone. I taught her how to text 5 years ago, like clockwork, okay? And then 2 years ago, you know, what's the term? You know when you had to swipe up to clean out all your applications to your phone?
Yeah, you just got to close everything out.
Exactly. Her phone, right? She never closed anything out. So when I met her up in Hawaii on a vacation, she's like, Julian, my phone, it don't work. It don't work. It broken. By the way, people, my mom's traditional Asian mom, so I can say this because I'm Asian. But she thinks her phone, if something doesn't work, everything is broken in her world, right? So I show her how to swipe it. Mercedes, Steph, let me tell you, next time I will get video of this. She's like hitting it. You have to gently swipe it. She's hitting the phone. Show me, show me, show me.
End up working? Everything closed out?
I don't know. Steph, I really don't know. and now we've gotten to FaceTime. She knows how to do it, but sometimes I still see the back of her head. So I think the next mission is to show her how to use FaceTime and have her face actually on FaceTime.
Okay.
But we're getting there.
Baby steps, baby steps.
Mother steps.
With my mom, like, she always has an issue with her TV. Like, it's a smart TV that my brother bought her, and I remember when last time I went there, she's like, something is wrong with the TV. It only plays cooking shows and church. And I'm like, what? So I thought maybe the remote was stuck or something, or the input was wrong. So I'm starting to go through it. And she'd accidentally switched her smart TV into Spanish and somehow signed herself up for some Christian cooking Roku channel. I don't even know how she found it.
Wow.
So she's like, every time I try to watch like The Golden Bachelor, I end up learning how to make arroz con pollo while praising Jesus. Like, it was the most ridiculous thing.
Hola, welcome to my cooking channel.
Praise the Lord. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, July 17th. It is 6:01. Whoa, it's already warm out there this morning, 86 degrees. It's like we're in the midst of summer and we're expecting a high of 98, which doesn't sound bad, actually. Which, and you know you live in Las Vegas when 98 sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm already there and I've been here 2 weeks.
That's pretty much how we are here. It's funny because with it being summer, like full swing and road trip season and stuff like that, that always meant for us, like, you know, packing up the car, getting in the back seat with a cooler full of like Capri Suns and then no iPads, nothing like that. Just you and your siblings on this endless stretch of road for like who knows how long, 6-8 hours, wherever you were going. But we would always have to get creative. Did you guys ever play any games in the car just to pass the time? Or maybe you do it now, like, the one thing we always do is slug bug. Have you guys heard of slug bug?
No. Love slug bug.
If you see a Volkswagen bug, you punch the person next to you in their arm and you go, slug bug. And you just, it's like, I don't know when that became okay to just punch someone, but we would do that. That was always one of our games.
I remember my dad used to do that too. He would like do it and he would be like, slug bug, slug bug, slug bug. And then he would see like, we would go to like the Volkswagen dealership.
Oh my gosh, you're going to beat me.
Can I share with you? I've never been on any road trips, unfortunately, but I always heard about the license plate game.
Yeah, the license plate game where you try to find a license plate from every single state. And you're just like, Alaska, oh, there's Alaska. And it was always hard if you're on the West Coast to find someone from like Maine or Vermont.
Yeah.
Like that was near impossible. But that was definitely a good one.
How do you win the game, though?
You know, it's not really a winning situation. It's just an accomplishment.
Okay.
Can you get to all 50 states or how many states can you get? So it wasn't really a winner. There was Padiddle, which you could only play at night. And if it's a car was coming towards you with only one headlight, same thing. You punch him in the arm, you say, Padiddle. Did you guys ever hear that one?
No, that's a new one.
I just like saying the word. I just say it out of the blue.
Did anyone else play a road trip game? 702-364-9400. The one that my kids play now, and it's not even for road trips. Sometimes we just do it randomly, is the alphabet game. But it's not like your traditional, oh, there's the letter A, there's the letter B. It's it's like an improv game. Maybe let's try it, okay? Let me explain. So basically, we all go around. I'll go first. Julian, you're second. Steph, you're third. And I have to say a sentence that starts with the letter A. You have to continue, like, respond to whatever I said, Julian, and it has to start with the letter B. Then C, Steph, then I go to D. Like, we go around having a conversation, but it starts with the letters.
Oh, my lordy lord. Please don't judge me, everyone that's listening. Please don't.
Okay, so I'll start it. Like, are you feeling okay today?
Bah. I guess I'm okay. Decently.
Bah is not a word, Julian.
Okay, balanced. I feel pretty balanced today. What about you?
Couldn't complain.
Don't give me that.
You ladies. No, that's not. Everything is fine.
For sure?
Man,
gosh.
Steph, what is your... She's too good.
Gosh, I don't even know where we're going with this. Julian is not good at this
game. Julian's not.
Holy horses, I think you're right.
Holy horses?
What? You said, Mercedes, you said it didn't need to make sense, right?
It doesn't have to make sense.
I can't believe you just used holy horses in a sentence.
Just go with it.
Julian, come on.
No, know it all. Know it all. Yep.
LOL.
Man, this is getting rough.
Need to know more. I don't know.
Wait, is it N next? Wait, what?
Is it M?
M, N.
N.
Oh, my God. I'm never playing this game again.
Preach.
That was a little rough. That was a little rough. We need to practice that. We need to practice.
Can we use the excuse that it's early in the morning, guys?
Yeah.
Please.
Honestly, I am going on 2 hours of sleep right now.
You did really good.
I went out last night, and I am, like, just on pure adrenaline and caffeine right now.
And it's not like you went out to the clubs or anything.
No. I didn't have a drink of alcohol, nothing like that. We'll tell you what happened last night in a second, but we have a lot going on this morning, including your chance to win a $625 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. That's coming up at 7 o'clock with Beat Mercedes. Also 7:30, your advanced screening passes to the Fantastic Four. And coming up next, yes, we have what's trending. Opening night of Lady Gaga's Mayhem Ball was here in Vegas. I thought I was ready, but I was so wrong. We'll tell you everything about it from the moment she hit the stage to the end of the show. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Lady Gaga is trending this morning. The Mayhem Ball of officially kicked off at the T-Mobile Arena here in Las Vegas last night. Sold out crowd. I'm just going to say it. That might have been one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my
life.
It was fantastic.
Top two for sure. Top three?
The top three for sure. Okay. I mean, gosh, it was so good. Gaga opened with Bloody Mary last night. And there was just like so much energy in the room. And then she goes into Abracadabra. And from that moment on, I was just locked in. I like fully transported. So it's like an opera, you know? The show is broken into four acts and a finale. And it is theater, like full on cinema. Every set, every outfit, every note. She is not just performing in this show. She's like creating this whole new world. I'm not trying to oversell it by any means, but I've never seen anything like it before, and I've seen her in concert several times. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
I'll never understand. I mean, this is just me initially thinking, how do these people remember all the words to every single song? Like, that's just what's crazy to me. And the fact that she does these choreographed routines, even more than that, to this to her own music is just, it's just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, there were moments that felt like Broadway, and then there were moments that felt like we were watching some Tim Burton, like, kind of fever dream in the best possible way. And the vocals were just unmatched. She sang Million Reasons, and that gave me chills. I swear everyone was crying when she was singing Shallow. It was, I mean... Everyone was kind of looking like, is Bradley Cooper going to come out? It was kind of funny. And then at one point, she's floating in a gondola. I thought, how is this real? She called the arena her opera house. She said, you know, this is my house. No one was arguing. I actually screamed when she sang this song. Applause. Oh, my gosh. It was so good, you guys. Did anybody else go? I'm sure all the people that went are still asleep this morning. Like I said, I got like 2.5 hours of sleep last night. I'm still going on the high.
Let me ask you this. She has 2 more shows this weekend, right?
Yes.
If you could, and I don't even know if you
are. I already know where you're going, and the answer is yes.
You would go for 2 more evenings, no question.
100%. If I could go to the next 2 shows, I would do it in a heartbeat. So if you are remotely a Gaga fan, go. 2 more shows Friday and Saturday night, then taking it around the country before she heads overseas. Mayhem Ball, not just a concert. It is definitely an experience, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, that's Demi Lovato. If her new music's any clue, she's fully in her, I'd say, sultry summer era. She wiped her whole Instagram clean and came back with a tease for a new single called Fast. And let's just say the lyrics, they're not subtle, not at all. So hopefully we'll be hearing that coming up soon. It is 6:34, Mercedes in the morning. So Julian, you had a movie experience that I feel just proves some people just have no self-awareness in public. What happened?
This dude really gets me. I was watching Superman, the one at South Point, the other day, and going through the previews, and suddenly I hear a guy, like, I'm not talking about quietly, very loudly says, "That's my alma mater." He said it just like that. I honestly thought it was part of the previews. So I let it slide, and then I hear a nope. So it goes on to the previews for Freakier Friday, and that's what he was responding to, a big nope. And then Smurfs, the preview for that comes on. He goes, "No way." And I think the next
preview... Are these like his reviews of like whether he'll go see it or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, he's responding to the previews in public, like in a movie theater. It's wild to me. I know it's not the first time someone's experienced this. It is for me, right? Tron, I think the preview for Tron comes on. He goes, "Nope." Like just really loudly. And I mean, to be real, I was about to stand on business. All right. So I kind of peered behind me. I looked behind me just to see what this dude is about. Yeah, I quickly turned around. He was pretty big.
So you were like, "Nah, I'm going to keep my mouth shut on this one."
Yeah, he looked about 6 foot something. I'm about 5 foot something. So I just let him make comments. Now, thankfully, during the movie, he didn't respond or comment during the movies. But during every single preview, it was, "Nope, not going to see that one. Nah."
Oh, to me, I hate movie talkers. It drives me crazy. But if it's during the previews, I feel like that's the one time it's okay, because it's the lights aren't fully dim yet. It's just still a little light. It's once they do the commercial for the concessions, like, "Oh, go get your concessions." That's, to me, signals silence, folks.
Oh, like when the light starts getting darker.
Hold on a second.
You know?
So that's the sign. So when the lights are dim, then it's not okay. But if the lights are on, then they get a pass. Is that what you're saying?
I feel like when the lights are off completely, that's when you must be silent. But you know when they're dimmed, but they're still...
Sure.
Like... they're lower than bright, but they're not off. I feel like that's okay right then.
I'm not trying to be that guy, but I always thought if you're in a public place, you should be cognizant of the people around you. And this is me talking. Like, normally I wouldn't care, but something like this, it's like, we're not in a library, but we're also not in a club. We're in a movie theater where a bunch of people are watching a movie. I don't want to hear someone tell me that that's his alma mater.
I mean, I get it. I think it's just, you know, what's your threshold for annoyance? For me, it's people who bring their loudest snacks and wait until the quietest scene to open them. That drives me crazy. Like, why are you unwrapping a Werther's during a eulogy scene? Like, that's like, come on. This is not the time for you to unwrap your candy.
What gets your go? Like, what can you not stand?
That, what I just said.
Besides that. Anything else?
I can't think of anything now. But
okay. I can't stand people that take forever at a fast food spot to order. Do you know what I mean? Like, have you ever had someone do that? They take like maybe 10 minutes.
And they're just like staring at the menu.
They're asking questions.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's when you are standing right at the menu and you're in line and you don't let people go in front of you. But you're just like, It's like, for me, don't get in line until you know what you want. Yeah. I think you should stand back and then you can get in line once you know it. But if you're just going to sit there and everyone behind you knows what they want, just let them go ahead of you, you know?
You know, and this conversation is teaching me something, that I'm actually that guy.
You are that guy, but that's okay. Yeah. What is the thing that people do that you cannot stand? 702-364-9400. This one says, when people cut you off on the freeway and then slam on their brakes. I know. Like, why? Like, you had to get in front of me so badly. Why did you have to do that? This one says, for me, it's all about noises, like people cracking their knuckles, smacking their lips when they eat, slurping super coffee, crackling gum, stuff like that.
Speaking on the freeway comment, I'll never understand people. Have you ever seen this where people will speed past you? On just a regular road, you could be on Cactus or wherever, and they speed past you to get to the stoplight that is red.
Yeah.
Like, it's a comp. Like, I'll never understand the psyche behind that.
The only time I'll do something like that is if it's a really big, like, truck, like a work truck, like a semi truck, where I was like, I don't want to get stuck behind this guy. Like, I got to get in front of them. That's the only time I'll do that. But I won't slam on my brakes. I still want to give them plenty of time to, you know, be able to stop, because I've seen people like break in front of semis and this gigantic thing needs some time to slow down. And I feel so bad for semi truck drivers on the roads, not just in Las Vegas, like all over the place. They don't get very much respect on the roads.
I agree. That's just inconsiderate right there.
Is there something, Steph, that you are like, I cannot stand when people
are
do
you
this?
Holding something back?
No, I'm not holding anything back. I'm just listening to you guys because, Julian, the guy that talks during the previews, that's my husband. And I'm not saying he was in the same theater as you, but he is a guy in every movie. So when I want to watch a movie, I feel like the trailers, they are a part of the movie. I want to be invested. I don't care if the lights are not fully dim or not. I want to see what movie I might want to see in the future.
Right.
So every time a trailer is done, or even midway, if James isn't sold, he'd be like, I'll wait for streaming. I'm like, hey, I don't, like, stop with the comments.
Have you ever asked him why? Like, why?
Because he just wants to be funny. He just wants to make me laugh, even though no one else can hear it.
Oh, he's trying to annoy you.
Yes, and he knows. I'm like, shut up. I want to watch a trailer.
That's the thing. When you know what really annoys your spouse, sometimes you do it just to get the reaction. And do you give him the reaction?
I try not to. I just pretend I don't hear him. I'm like, just eat my popcorn. Just don't get bothered.
Do something equally as bad. What gets on his nerves?
Oh, my God. James doesn't really get annoyed.
He doesn't. He's very, very chill.
Okay, this is our next step in our marriage. Find out what annoys James and I'll do it back to him. But then I don't want revenge either, so I don't know.
Oh, come on. Marriage is all about revenge. All right, coming up next, we are going to get to the hot three. Someone that has just gone viral on TikTok recently passed away. We're going to talk about the death of a legendary singer. That is on the way. Also, is financial stability more important than looks in a relationship? And if you have a dog, there's a dog obesity problem right now. What you can do instead of giving them treats to keep them fit. We're going to talk about all that and more coming up next in the Hot 3.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3. on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, well, let's get to it here. I'm trying to get all my stuff organized. I'm still like half asleep from staying up all night.
No worries.
It turns out you don't have to be a 10 to get a date. Just have a 750 credit score and the ability to talk about your feelings without flinching, basically, is what
yes.
it is. A new survey of Gen Z and millennial daters say financial stability, kindness, and emotional maturity are more attractive than looks. In other words, if you're hot but bad with money and emotionally unavailable, congratulations. You're everyone's mistake from 2021, basically. The biggest deal breakers are bad hygiene, poor communication, and commitment issues. Basically, if you don't shower, you ghost people, and you keep saying, like, you're just vibing, then they're out. 22% of singles say they actually want to hear the deal breakers about people up front. They say, you know, even if it's like, I only date people with 401ks, like, just be honest, like, throw that out there at the beginning so no one is wasting time. Here's a fun fact, though. 2/3 of people admit to Googling their date beforehand, which honestly makes sense. Like, if I'm going to go out to dinner with you, I'd like to know if you've been banned from the place before.
You know? I don't think that's too bad. I don't think that's bad. Remember that conversation we had, I think it was like a week ago, sharing too much on a first date? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you think, back to what you were just saying just now about deal breakers up front, I'm kind of split on that. You know what I mean? Like, how do you do that on a first date? Okay, these are my deal breakers. You got to have this. You got to have that. You gotta have 401k. I don't know how.
I think it's more like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Like, I want to have kids. I want someone who makes X amount of money. It's like putting it all out, like what you are looking for.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what they're talking about. So that could be a deal breaker for some people, but it also could be a green flag for others. I don't know who, but you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. Age-wise also comes to mind as well when it comes to age. I think that as you get older, right, you tend to be concerned less with the looks factor. And then, you know, back to what you're saying, financial stability.
Yeah, it's more on, you know, your future together. Also this morning, legendary singer Connie Francis has passed away. If you do not know who that is, you probably know her from this song that was trending on TikTok.
Yes.
She was one of the top selling female artists of all time. Hits like Who's Sorry Now, but this was the big one. There was a big TikTok trend that used the 1962 song Pretty Little Baby, and it even made it onto the Spotify charts this year thanks to that. She died 2 weeks after she was hospitalized. Her longtime friend confirmed the news this morning, so rest in peace. True trailblazer on that one. But that's really cool that she got to see her song trend on TikTok,
Very cool. Very cool. I actually have this song on my playlist. I'm all about like the old school songs like 60s and 70s. I'm trying to think if anyone knows that's listening, or maybe one of you do, Pretty Little Baby was in a movie. I'm trying to think what movie it was in. Like not a current movie, but like back within the past 15, 20 years.
Oh gosh, I have no idea.
I'm trying to think.
If anybody knows, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't find it on the internet either.
Not Dirty Dancing. No. Well, anyway. All good.
Moving on. Finally this morning, dogs have officially entered their medical residency. This is crazy. A new study finds that they can sniff out Parkinson's disease with 90% accuracy.
What?
Researchers in China trained the dogs to sniff skin swabs from both healthy people and those with Parkinson's, and the dogs absolutely nailed it. The scientists think that the disease changes a person's body odor, and dogs, of course, are like bloodhounds when it comes to smell. This could be huge for early detection, since many people are not diagnosed with symptoms until they're already advanced. And then another study says that we are facing a major dog obesity problem right now. Is Momo, you're the only one on the show with the dog, is Momo considered overweight by Shih Tzu standards?
He is not.
He's
at the right average pounds of 16. He's 16 pounds when he last went to the vet, and I think overweight is 20.
Okay, so, yeah. Well, they're saying on this new study, it is okay to skip the treats for your dog because that's not even what they love the most. Just tell your dog he's the bestest boy. They say that they prefer praise over treats. I don't know about that.
Yeah, how would you know? Like, they can't, they're not telling you, right? Steph, they're not saying, I want the treats, or I just want you to hold me.
Well, I can tell Momo's body language by his tail. So when I get closer to him and I start talking to him, I can be like, oh my God, who's the bestest boy? And his tail will wag really fast. With treats, he's very trained. So he knows if I put a treat up, he starts doing his tricks. He'll sit, he'll do his paw. So it's like, I think it depends on if you're training them. I think treats are great. But if you're rewarding them, I think good, like, good boy, good girl is also good, too.
That's how they determine it. They monitor the dog's heart rates and their behavior when they were given a treat versus praise. And they got more of a reaction with praise than they did treats. So, no, they didn't just tell them, thank you. I really enjoy this much more than...
Hey, out of curiosity, how do you check, like, how do they check? How does a vet check a dog's... like if they're overweight or not? Is it like they check the BMI? How does that work?
So right when you enter the vet, you'll see a scale and they have them stand on it.
Yeah.
And then you have to hold the leash up high so that they, because dogs get really nervous, so they'll walk around a lot so that they could stay still. But there's a little scale at the vet that they can see and then it'll come out with the pounds.
It's just like humans.
Yep, just like humans.
And then they go home and then complain that the doctor's scale is never as accurate as their one at home.
Yes.
It's Mix 94.1.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Okay, let's get our contestant. It is Mimi. Good morning, Mimi.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah. Time to play Beat Mercedes. Your chance to win a $625 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. Mimi, I think it's time to get a winner, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, whenever it goes over 600, I'm like, let's give this thing away. Like, we're getting big here. This is going to be amazing. So just guess the song and the artist faster than I can. Are you ready to do it?
I am ready.
Okay, I'm leaving the studio. Good luck. I expect to come back to some good news.
Ooh.
That you. Well, I guess I won't know until after I do it. You know. Okay, bye.
Bye, Mercedes.
Later, loser.
She did go to the Lady Gaga concert last night, and she's not running on much sleep. So, Mimi, we have a chance, okay? All right, Mimi, this is how the game works for Beat Mercedes. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. Once you say got it, we stop the clock, we stop the music, and you gotta give us something within 5 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mimi, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh my God. Got it.
Go ahead.
Leanne Rimes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Leanne Rimes. What's the title?
Leanne Rimes. Oh my gosh, it's too late.
Give it a guess in 3, 2, 1. Oh, Mimi, that's time. That's okay, Mimi. We're going to bring Mercedes in, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mimi, what are you up to this morning?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mimi, you got to lower your radio for me. That's probably why there's a little feedback. So, Mimi, I'm going to put you down because Mercedes is back. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you feeling, by the way?
I'm a little tired, but I'm okay.
Okay, yeah, off that energy high from Lady Gaga last night.
Yes, it was so good.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, God. Oh! Got it.
Go ahead.
Can't Fight the Moonlight by Leanne Rimes.
Final answer?
Yes.
Mercedes, You stopped a clock extremely late for you.
That was so bad. I'm just tired.
She's sleeping over here. Sleeping.
You gotta wake up.
Oh, no.
10.3 seconds.
Yikes. Okay.
But you are correct. Okay. Can't Fight the Moonlight by Leanne Rimes. Mimi, she stopped the clock and knew Leanne Rimes, but she forgot the title and it was 14.5 seconds.
I'm sorry, Mimi. That was a hard one. It's that intro.
Yes.
That intro had me so confused. I almost shouted out Aerosmith. I didn't even know what it was. Wow. I'm sorry, Mimi. That was a rough one for both of us. But unfortunately, we can't make you a winner. And that means tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock with Beat Mercedes, a $650 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It's Mix 94.1. Would you call this good parenting or totally unhinged? A dad is going viral for what he claims was a tough love moment to help his 7-year-old kid face his fears. It's a video that's been going around. We'll post it on our social media if you want to check it out. He straight up launches his son, his 7-year-old son, into a lake. Now, this kid is screaming as he falls, but once he hits the water, he's smiling, gives dad a thumbs up, dad jumps in after him. And a lot of people are saying, like, this is an epic lesson in courage. Others are saying this is traumatic. This is a reckless way to parent. Steph, you sent me the video. And I initially, when I watched it, I was like, oh my gosh, how could he do that to his little kid? And then you see the little kid's reaction. And he was like, at first he was scared, but then, you know, he popped up smiling. But I read the caption and it said, you know, the dad said that they picked a height that they knew was safe. The kid wanted to jump, but he kept freezing and he wanted to prevent him from slipping down the rocks. So that's why dad tossed him. And then he also said eventually a baby eagle needs to leave the nest or be tossed out of it and learn he can fly. That when you sent me this, I was kind of taken aback, but I think my opinion may have changed a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I know myself when I was a kid. If my dad ever did this to me where he pushed me or threw me off a cliff to face my fears, I would have never trusted him again. Mm. That's just my personal opinion. And I think for children, they grow up differently. But for me, I need patience. I need time. I need someone and something to warm up to face my fears. I was so scared as a kid. I didn't even like picking up a phone call and calling 411.
Oh,
remember 411?
Really? You have changed a lot because now you are like a complete opposite.
Yeah. And I think every kid's different too, because my husband, on the other hand, he said that when he was a kid, his dad, how to teach him how to swim, he would just throw my husband into the pool. And that's how he learned to swim. And he liked that head-on type of fear, that like, take it on, let's do it. So I think people are different. For me, I would have never trusted my dad again. But for kids like my husband, he needs that. He needs that throw me in the pool type of mentality.
Yeah, I will tell you, my father, he would spank me sometimes with a belt. So my father was he was playing my dad and my mom at the same time because my parents were divorced, right? So he did his best to try to find different ways to punish me. And I'll never forget, he would spank me with a belt. And I'll tell you right now, it didn't work. It honestly made me feel, I think, bitter. Yeah. It would make me more upset. It did not work. Yeah. I mean, it was continuous, but man, not a fan of that.
That, to me, like physical punishment and trying to get a kid to conquer their fears, they're different, but they are similar. Like, where's the line between helping your kid face their fears and then crossing into something that they're never going to forgive you for? So this, you know, this video, which is designed to teach this kid bravery,
right?
It's got the internet split. So a lot of people are saying it's very empowering, and others say it's traumatic. I'll tell you, like, I am actually for this, but with a gigantic asterisk next to it. It completely depends on the kid. I have one child that I could see this working for. I have another child that it would never work on. Oh. One of my girls, I think she would scream on the way down and then just pop up smiling and want to do it again. But I have another that it would be full on betrayal. I'd be paying emotionally for it until she was 30. Mm-hmm. Like that would, wow. It would carry on. So I get what this dad was trying to do. And what do you guys think? Have you ever been taught a lesson, quote unquote, the hard way? By your parents, by a family member? And what was it? Did it work? 702-364-9400. So I feel like this dad was trying to push through the fear, build the confidence, have a little bit of fun. And clearly it worked for his kid, but it's not one size fits all parenting, you know?
I agree. Now, in that situation, in your personal situation, for the child, for one of your daughters that it wouldn't, right? Asterisk, it would not work on. What if you made her aware? Hey, listen, I'm about to do this, right? Because I believe that the father on this cliff, he let his child know, hey, I'm getting ready to...
No, he didn't. Did you watch the video?
I watched the video, but...
He just launched him.
Yeah. He didn't give him a pep talk? That's what we don't know, right?
If you watch the video, he sees the kid going back, and then finally... He realizes he doesn't want him to get hurt. This is what he put in his caption. He doesn't want him to get hurt. He doesn't want to fall down the rocks. So he just like picked him up and
right.
and in you go.
So I wasn't quite sure how to read that. I didn't know if the kid was aware or not. But let's just say in a circumstance like that, if you would, do you think it'd be okay if you gave your child a pep talk before?
Yeah, I just don't know if it would necessarily work. You know, that's the question. And that's why I say like one size doesn't fit all. But we're getting a bunch of text here. This one says, my dad threw me in the deep end of the pool also to learn to swim. But for me, it did the opposite. I still don't know how to swim because he terrified me. This one says, my father, when I was a little kid, took me to the lake. He walked up to where the water was to his shoulders. Then he tossed me in and I didn't know how to swim and I was terrified. But that's just what parents did back then. A lot of parents teach their kids how to swim by throwing them in.
No.
We've got at least three texts that say that. That is crazy. This one says, I think this is cruel. This is traumatic. You are going to give your kid issues if you parent this way. What happened to having a conversation with them? Why would you break their trust this way? This is absolutely insane.
I get that. But just for the conversation, what if you're quote unquote too soft? And what if the child, what if your kid just doesn't make any changes and doesn't quote unquote face their fears? Know what I mean?
So that's a lot of people say that kids today are too soft. Mm. And I don't disagree, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, so what? So they're soft. So you have a soft kid. Like, personality is personality. Why does everyone have to be so hard?
You are the most awesome parent ever.
What?
I like this.
Danielle says, my dad made me ride a roller coaster at age 6 and I cried the entire time, but now I love roller coasters. So thanks, trauma. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant. Where's our contestant?
They dropped. Sorry. Can you get a backup, please, Ramon? Thank you.
All right, we're going to get a backup. Caller 20, they hung up. So that means it's lucky for you right now. 702-364-9400. Caller 21 is going to take on the Mega Minute right now. Ramon is going through our phone, so this is me stalling.
How was Lady Gaga?
Amazing. Amazing. Did anyone else go? I was saying earlier, like, I felt like I was the only one who was up after the show, and maybe some of you have woken up now, so we can talk more about it, because, man, that was a show. Okay, we've got our contestant. 21 is Josh.
Yeah.
Good morning. How you doing, Josh?
Doing good.
Good. It's great to have you on the show. You get to try the Mega Minute. We've got these passes, advanced screening passes, for the Fantastic Four movie. We're doing a screening over at Town Square. So all you got to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds or less, answer them correctly, and you are going to go. Are you ready to do this?
I hope so.
Okay, let's do it. All right, Josh, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
In soccer, what is the term for the player who tries to prevent goals?
Goalie.
Yes, what rapper is known for their song Hotline Bling?
Drake.
Yes, how many stripes are on the American flag?
13.
Yes, Reykjavik is the capital of which country?
Pass.
Which band of brothers is known for their hit song, Sucker?
Sucker. Jonas Brothers?
Yes, hypoglycemia is the medical term for low what?
Blood pressure.
No, that's not correct. In the James Bond franchise, what single letter is used to refer to Bond's boss?
Pass.
Nakatomi Plaza is featured in which Bruce Willis movie?
Die Hard.
Yes, the ozone layer protects Earth from which type of radiation?
Pass.
Who famously gave the I Have a Dream speech? Oh, Josh, I'm sorry. You see, you really did start off pretty strong. I just feel like you got some really hard questions. Some of these were really, really hard. Reykjavik, that is the capital of which country? That's Iceland. Hypoglycemia is the medical term for low, not blood pressure, but blood sugar. In the James Bond franchise, the single letter used to refer to Bond's boss is M. And the ozone layer protects Earth from which type of radiation? That's UV, ultraviolet radiation. And then we just barely got to the last one. Who famously gave the I Have a Dream speech? That's Martin Luther King Jr., which means, Josh, I'm so sorry. We can't make you a winner, but no worries. You can hang up and call right back, just like you guys can. Caller 20 right now. You're going to get these passes. Four reserve seats to the advanced screening of the Fantastic Four First Steps at AMC Town Square IMAX. Caller 20, you're going. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
If you have been wondering whether Ariana Grande is done with music, she says absolutely not. A lot of people were speculating. She's had a lot of success in movies. Wicked, upcoming Wicked for Good. She just signed on for the Oh, the Places You'll Go. So some fans are starting to worry that she was going to be trading in the studio for the soundstage. But Ariana, she hopped on Instagram to set the record straight. She said, "Very silly of you all to assume that just because I have my hands full with many things that I plan to abandon singing and music, it is and has always been my lifeline." She also added that she's working on a plan to sing for us next year, she says, even if it's just a little. So yes, she does have a lot going on, but she's still making space for music, which is good to hear. And if you know anything about Ariana, it's that her voice is never too far away from a microphone.
Her voice is very angelic. I was low-key a little bit worried that, just like a lot of people, oh, is she going to be growing into this, you know, this movie career now? But yeah, I'm totally for it. And also part of me was like, is Sabrina, you know, Sabrina Carpenter, I'm thinking, is she going to be the next Ariana? Is she kind of going to be stepping into that, I guess, for lack of a better word, stepping into that seat? So
it's stepping into which seat?
Like, going to be the next Ariana.
As far as music is concerned, yeah, or music, going into to movies?
Yeah, no. As far as like music, her whole, you know, building that library that Ariana has, in my mind, I'm thinking Sabrina could be the next Ariana. I call it the Ariana era, if you will. And just to hear this, I'm just glad, man. I'm an Arianator.
I feel like Sabrina, she's kind of got her own thing. I feel like she's created her own persona. She is like the snarky, naughty girl, you know? And okay. I didn't feel like Ariana had her moments of naughtiness, but I feel like Sabrina's taking it to a whole new level.
That's fair.
She's very tongue in cheek. You're a huge Ari fan, Steph. What's your take on this?
I am so glad to hear this, because I had this fear of, God, she did incredible in Wicked. That was her dream role, was to be Glinda. Then when would be her next album, let alone her next tour?
Yeah.
So to hear that this is going to be a mini maybe show that she'll be doing the next year is great. But it's not great for us fans because Ticketmaster and us, we don't get along.
No, this is the stress that you have to endure as a stan of any major artist. Mm-hmm. It's just when their tickets go on sale, it's the Hunger Games. It's fight for your life. Try to get in there.
And cross fingers that she even comes to Vegas, let alone. So,
Have you all ever seen Ariana? I never have.
I have. I've seen her twice. Yeah. I saw her T-Mobile Arena, and then I saw her somewhere else. No, maybe I've only seen her once, but yeah, I have seen her.
Three times. Tour. Yes, three times. Oh, the best. One of the best tours I've ever seen was the Sweetener Tour.
Really? Mm-hmm. I kind of felt like, did you see it in Vegas?
No, I saw it in Connecticut. It was the third stop of her tour.
I felt like she was kind of just phoning it in on this one. And maybe it was just me. She didn't seem like, I don't know. She just didn't seem like super into it. Like she was doing her little dance moves on stage and she was just kind of like, I don't know. I felt like maybe she was tired.
Yeah. I know what you mean, because when she came to Vegas, I think it was her second leg of the tour and she was probably just beat.
Yeah, I think so.
I saw her in the beginning of the tour and she was like refreshed and ready to go.
I'm thinking the same thing. You know, these artists, they perform how many days out of the week? What, 4 or 5? Something like that?
Sometimes.
I'm not trying to give them a pass, but I'm thinking to myself, that's got to be hard. Inside, I'm thinking Lady Gaga this weekend. She's doing what, double duty Friday and Saturday?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
But yesterday was the first stop of her tour, so you know she's bringing that everything.
Okay.
I've seen her in concert. This was my fourth time seeing her in concert, possibly fifth. I've never seen her phone it in.
Ooh.
Every single time I've seen her perform, it has been 110%. Like, she's one of those artists that gives it all. And she deals with a lot of like physical problems. I remember seeing some documentary where they had to give her like injections in her back because her back was so frail and she had so much pain. And she, but she gives it everything that she's got. And if you saw the concert last night, you know, like, I so want to go again this weekend.
Do it.
It was so, so good. Also, this morning, a new study says the one time of day you should not be eating is after dinner. There's a new study out saying that eating late just makes your body store food as fat, since you are not burning much energy laying in bed. I feel like we all kind of knew that, you know, if you're going to lay in bed and watch the bear with a bowl of popcorn, you're really not going to be like burning many, many calories. Late night snacking can raise your risk for obesity, high cholesterol, heart disease, and something called arterial stiffness.
What
sounds like a medieval punishment or something like that. I don't know what that is. But basically, if it's dark out and you're reaching for cheese, science says maybe just go to bed.
Yeah, I've always heard that. That's definitely a common thing. But then I remember some friends have told me it doesn't matter when you eat. Just make sure that you give it plenty of time, like at least a couple hours for the, you know, before you go to bed for the food to digest. Has anyone ever heard that?
No, but I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
And then I know that we've all been there, right? Where we're super hungry at night. Maybe after Lady Gaga, you were hungry. You know, my mom will always say, well, if you have to eat something like, you know, freaking carrots or cucumbers or just something light. You know what I mean? I want a sandwich. She's like, eat carrots over here.
Oh, I never eat late. I cannot. Like,
never?
When my friends want to go out to dinner and they're like, we made a reservation for 8. I'm like, I'm out. I'm not eating late. I don't like eating past a certain time because I can't sleep on a full stomach. It just is not me. So I am eating with the senior citizens at 5:30 in the afternoon. Like, give me dinner at 5:30 and I am good to go.
That's crazy dedication. That's even on weekends. You don't give yourself a pass when friends invite you. Like, no?
Maybe 6:30. 7 is the absolute latest. I will not eat past 7 o'clock. I mean, if we make the reservation for 7, we're probably eating around 7:30. But like, we went out to dinner with some friends once and we didn't start eating till 9:30. I was miserable. It was the worst.
That is the most dedication out of anyone
I've
ever
heard.
Do
you like to eat late?
No, I don't like to eat late, but I find myself eating late because time just flies by.
Oh yeah.
And then you give yourself a pass. I'm like, oh, I'm hungry, I might as well eat now. And yeah, I'm not like you.
Finally, this morning, we got to wrap this up here. This one's weird, but it's real. Men's underwear sales are apparently a legit economic indicator. So get this. When guys stop buying new underwear, it can mean that a recession is on the way. And they say it's because, unlike jeans or sneakers, no one sees your underwear. So when budgets get tight, it's the first thing that guys stop replacing, which is horrifying, but okay. The former Fed chair, Alan Greenspan, actually used this theory, and it tracked during the 2008 crash. So if Hanes are sitting on the shelves or no one's touching the Calvin Kleins, grab your wallet and maybe do not look at your 401k because there's an issue.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
It's going to be coming. Angels up in the clouds. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know, they say they're like the seven wonders of the world, the Great Wall and the pyramids and all this. I think there's an eighth wonder of the world, and that is when you run into your teacher outside of school. Is that not the craziest thing ever? Does anyone else get like super uncomfortable?
Yes.
Or like weird when you run into the teacher? It's so funny because this has become a big thing on social media right now, where people on TikTok are sharing some seriously horrific stories of these unintentional reunions. Has anyone ever had that like cringe moment where you bump into a teacher? Or if you're a teacher and you bump into a student outside of school.
Oh, boy.
What happened and where were you? 702-364-9400. Let's be honest. If I saw a teacher in like a really awkward situation, I'd probably pass out, like secondhand embarrassment. However, the one time it happened to me, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I don't think my teacher did, though. I remember when I was little and my dad took us out to dinner at Pizza Hut. Do you remember where you could actually like eat at Pizza Hut?
I love Pizza Hut.
They like sit at a table and they had like salad bar and stuff. Like,
yes.
I think I was in first or second grade. I don't remember, but I do remember we sat down and up to the table comes my teacher's assistant, and she did a lot of the stuff in the classroom. And her name was Miss Tammy. And I look up and I see Miss Tammy in a Pizza Hut uniform, and she looks at me and her eyes got huge, and I go, "Miss Tammy." She's like, "Hi, Mercedes." And my mom and dad are like, you know, my dad's like, "Mr. Martinez," and my mom's like, "Hi, I'm Mrs. Martinez." And I was like, "This is Miss Tammy." And I was so excited, thought it was the coolest thing ever. But I think she was low-key mortified to see one of her students in the wild.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know if she was embarrassed that she was also working at Pizza Hut, or I don't know if she was just like, "Why are you at my work? Like, let me do my job. I see you enough at school. Why'd you follow me here?" But has anyone ever had that? 702-364-9400, where you run into a teacher in the wild, or teachers. Kelly, Kelly, you are a teacher. Have you ever run into a student at an awkward place?
We were at the grocery store, and all of a sudden I hear "Mom," and I'm hugged by one of my students.
Oh, that's cute.
They called
and Mom's
you.
Like, no, this is your teacher. This is your teacher. And he goes, Mommy.
Oh, that's a compliment, though, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're with them for 6 hours a day. You know, they become your kids.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for calling. 702-364-9400. Have either of you guys ever had that happen?
I have. Oh, it was crazy because I was 8 years old, and this was a dance teacher of mine. She was my first hip-hop dance teacher. Her name was Miss Culture. And I remember I was in PB in San Diego back home, and we were out at a Japanese restaurant with my mom and dad. And all of a sudden, Miss Culture walks into the Japanese restaurant, and she had her boyfriend with her.
Oh, Culture got a boyfriend.
And she kissed a boy.
I had no idea she had a boyfriend. So I was like, "Oh my God, Miss Culture." She goes, "Steph, so nice to see you. Nice to meet your parents." But I'll never forget, meeting Miss Culture and her boyfriend. I think his name was Jake at PB in the at a Japanese restaurant.
Wow, that's cool. And then you find out like they have social lives. Like,
yes,
wow,
it's
this
so
is
weird.
Crazy.
Do you all think it depends on age and also situation? Like, for example, y'all were kids, right? When y'all ran into teachers, so that's cute, right? They're cute. They're kind of like your mom, right? Or your mom, or you know. But as you get older, I would think that would become more awkward. Running into your teacher.
Yeah, I would probably hide. Like, if I was in high school, I'd probably try to avoid them so I don't have to have a conversation with them.
Right. Now, what about situation? What about environment? Do you think that matters as well? Like, I think seeing someone at a restaurant, like a Pizza Hut, might be okay. But what if you, I don't know, what if you ran into, what if your teacher ran into you at, let me think, maybe OBGYN?
I don't know why I would run into my teacher at the OBGYN.
I would be freaking out.
So we're awkward like that.
I'm sitting in the stirrups next to someone else in the stirrups. I'd be like, why are you here? Like, what right. is going on? Let's talk to Elaine. Elaine, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you ever run into a teacher somewhere that just really surprised you?
Yes. My friends and I were about 17, and we went to a White Sox game. I grew up in the Chicago area, and we were trying to order some beers undercover, and the beer guy walking around the stadium was our math teacher.
Oh, dang! Oh, my gosh! Did you talk to him?
Yeah. We said, Mr. Thompson, hi! And he's like, hey, kids, what are you up to? Yeah.
How did you feel? Was it cool? Were you excited? Did you feel a little bit awkward? What?
Well, I felt like we were going to get busted.
So you sell a beer?
Yeah. Yeah, we had beers actually sitting in front of us that we had gotten from somebody else. So we just like tried to like kind of low key put a jacket in front of it or whatever.
Oh, that is hilarious! I love that, Elaine. Thanks for calling. Hearing these stories is. Hold on one second. Wait, before Nicole, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Nicole, I want to get to your call, but we got to go to break. But I just wanted to make sure I read this correctly on the screen. Without telling the story, where did you see your student's dad?
Am I allowed to say this on the air?
Yeah, well, I just want to make sure we're on the same page because I see it on the screen and I can't believe this. Where is it?
You guys, an adult entertainment bar.
Oh, a strip club? You saw a student's dad at a strip club?
I wish I was lying, but unfortunately, no, this is my life. And I'm telling you, it was probably top five, one of the most embarrassing, uncomfortable situations I've ever been in as like a teacher.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on. Can you hold? Are you okay with those? Okay, hold on. Why did Nicole run into a student's dad at a strip bar? Why was she there? Why was he there? We'll talk to her coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about that crazy feeling when a teacher runs into a student outside of school and how it just feels off for some reason. And before the break, we talked to Nicole. I want to bring her back on. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. I couldn't believe this when I saw this on the call screener. I thought Ramon was messing with us. Tell us where you ran into not a student, but a student's father. What happened?
Okay, so at a time, so I'm a second grade teacher, okay? But there was a point where I was working part-time at a strip club at the bar on the weekend. And one of my student's dads came in.
Whoa. So you're bartending you see him. What's your first reaction?
Well, my first reaction is like, what are you doing here? And then my second reaction is like, wait, other people have normal lives as well. But we, for some reason, made direct eye contact.
Uh-oh.
And he immediately went to the other side of the bar. Okay. Now, I mean, obviously, the eye contact was probably like 5 seconds long, but it felt like an hour of my life.
Oh,
but you know,
gosh.
After like we locked eyes, he immediately goes to the other side, and I didn't see him the rest of the night.
Did you ever run into him after that awkward altercation?
Yes. So as if seeing him Saturday night wasn't like the worst ever, Monday morning at drop off, I saw him and he could not even look at me.
Oh, no.
I can, well, it makes sense.
Oh, and hang on. And hang on. Here's the part two. He's married, by the way.
Mm. Oh. Oh, do you think the wife knew?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to, like, obviously every relationship is different, but it's super, but like, how, the conversation, like, obviously, if I see the mom at pickup and drop off too, I'm like, girl, do you know what your husband is doing on the weekend?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah, maybe she was okay with it. Maybe she was there and you just didn't see her.
Maybe she was a dancer and we had no idea either.
So did you find yourself feeling a different way towards his child? Were you trying to be extra nice?
I don't know. I'm going to be completely honest with you. It does feel uncomfortable. I feel like from a student's perspective, you think it's awkward. Like, as far as from a teacher perspective, times that by 10. And so I just tried to forget it and block it out like it never happened. But like you said, like, maybe the wife is cool with it, but maybe she's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's got to be tough. Can you, I mean, what's going to happen if you see him again?
Obviously, I saw him already when I saw him, like drop off or whatever.
Right.
I swear to you, both of us act like we don't know each other other than this parent-teacher relationship. And it's very awkward. It's very fake. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it's like, hi, so-and-so's dad. Have fun.
I can't wait for parent-teacher conferences. This is going to be so great. Please record this for us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Brianna, you're caller 20.
Yeah.
Are you there, Brianna?
I'm here.
There you are. Let's do this. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
Let's do it.
Okay, we've got 4 tickets for the Nevada Ballet Theater production of The Nutcracker. It's Christmas in July around here. All you got to do is pick your category and get 6 answers in 60 seconds. Do you want to go with O Canada or On Point?
Let's go with On Point.
On Point. Okay, you are playing to win tickets for the Nutcracker, which is the Nevada Ballet Theater. So these are all things associated with ballet. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I don't know that I would ever say ballet is a strong suit of mine, but I still think we can do this. Okay, Brianna?
We've got this.
Okay, let's do it.
You guys, you got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Sometimes they wear these around their waist, ballerinas.
Me too.
Yes. This is the person wearing the shoes on their tippy toes. They are a what? I kind of just said it. The person dancing is a what? A female?
Oh. A prima ballerina?
Yeah, but ballerina is right. Yes. When you have a big dance, one of these, you perform for an audience. You have a dance what?
Recital.
Yes. This is where you perform on a what?
Stage.
Yes. You pull back this to show the performers. Let's pull back the
curtain.
Yes. This is I'm going to pass that. This is when you learn this to be all in sync with each other. You have to learn the what?
Choreography.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, you do.
Brianna, you were awesome. Oh my gosh, you were so good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Is it a bad time to say that my parents owned a dance studio?
Stop it.
No kidding.
It's a perfect time to say that. No wonder that you probably would have gotten the one I skipped on. It's a very famous ballet with a white bird in it.
Swan Lake. No.
Oh, yes, you got it. Swan Lake. You would have got that. My gosh, you are a genius, Brianna. Let's get you these tickets, 4 of them, to check out the Nevada Ballet Theater of production of The Nutcracker at the Smith Center. That is happening in December. You already got your tickets. Congratulations. And if you want to celebrate Christmas in July with us, we will have another 4-pack of tickets for you tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening right around 8:20, 8:25 with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, buying your first home is exciting until you actually try to do it. Wallet Hub, they just dropped their 2024 list of the best and worst cities for first-time homebuyers. And shocker, California took a beating on this one. Out of 300 U.S. cities, ranking things on like affordability and quality of life and crime rates, taxes, weather, Palm Bay, Florida got the top spot overall. Well, let's talk local. So Henderson actually came in at number 18 on the list, which is really good. Las Vegas landed at number 36, and then North Las Vegas is right behind at 39. Not bad, considering what we're up against with interest rates and the housing market and stuff like that. Meanwhile, 8 of the 10 worst cities were in California. Berkeley took last place. They said, yeah, we may be broke, but at least we're bougie up in Berkeley. So other top cities included Boise, Surprise, Arizona, and a whole bunch of Florida zip codes.
I'm really surprised Las Vegas isn't higher. Are you not?
I think that's fair? You don't think 18 is good out of 300? I think that's really good.
Yeah, now I say it like that, but still, I would think we'd be higher just because we have the A's. We got a basketball team coming in pretty soon. Is that true? I'm hearing that we might, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think it's interest rates. I think it's the price of homes here locally that might be setting us back. They're not cheap, that's for sure.
And then I think Florida, don't you have to worry about hurricanes, weather, yeah?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway.
Also, this morning, let's talk about would you dump for dollars? A new poll asked people, would you leave your partner for $1 million? And 43% of Americans said yes. That's nearly half the country ready to just pack up their toothbrush and hit the ATM.
Smart people.
I mean, oh my gosh, even messier, 46% say they would join a real life Squid Game for $33 million.
Oh no.
My God.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
$33 million. If you don't know, Squid Game's a show where everyone dies except for one person. No, just totally casual. 41% say they'd give up relations with someone for money. 59% would live off the grid, and 15% say they would frame a friend for a crime they didn't commit.
Oh, wow.
All for $1 million.
That's a little intense. Now, do you think it depends, obviously, on the relationship you have with your partner, where in any circumstance, this could be okay?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if I'm dating someone for a week and they said, hey, I'll give you $1 million to break up with them, absolutely.
No.
I'll take it.
Say you're married. Hypothetically, say you're married to someone, but you know what? It's on the outs. You guys are having problems.
Yeah, if you're having problems, get out with some cash. 100%.
I'm surprised you said that because I'm with you. I love it.
But if you ask me right now with my husband right now, absolutely not. Like $1 million is not enough. We're talking $100 million maybe. Do we still get to stay friends? At least friends with benefits? Can we, you know, is that a possibility?
Sorry, Matt.
Finally, this morning, it's National Tattoo Day, and Google Trends has revealed the most searched for tattoo designs by state. And yes, Nevada's number one tattoo search is names. You know, nothing says forever like inking your ex's name on your body in a papyrus font, right? The top five most searched for designs across the country are names, hearts, crosses, flowers, and roses. Apparently, roses don't count as flowers, which that's weird. But when it comes to the worst tattoo trends, though, people agree the bottom of the barrel includes super long quote tattoos, bows on thighs. What's that all about? I don't have any tattoos. I know you both have tattoos. Do you guys know anything about this bows on thighs tattoo trend?
I've never seen that. I was going to add to the list. I don't even know it's on the list. What about tribal tattoos? And I have one on my leg.
Yeah, a barbed wire band or tribal tattoos is on the list. Tramp stamps, one word facial tattoos like breathe or lover or something like that. That's on the list for sure.
Would you ever get a tattoo based off your passion? I know you love Labubus. I know you love K-pop. Is there in any circumstance that you might, maybe for your birthday, anniversary?
I would never, as much as I think Labubus are cute, I would never tattoo one on my body. I'm not that into them. I mean, I just think they're a cute little toy. I have thought about getting, there's a logo on a BTS album that's a heart. And it's like a scribbled cursive heart. And so it doesn't say BTS or anything, but I really like the heart. And I've thought about that, but I can't pull the trigger. I can't get a tattoo. I just can't permanently do that because I know how I am. I will hate it in a year, you know?
You could get one small. You know what I mean?
But I'll still be there. I'll hate it. Do you ever regret your tattoos?
Yes. I do.
What about you, Steph? You have a tattoo.
I do. It's a silver fern, which is the logo of the New Zealand. It's like a beautiful fern that goes up my leg. And I only regret it when people come up to me and start talking rugby. They're like, you know the All Blacks? I'm like, I do. And they're like talking to players like, oh, my God, I love South Africa's team. I'm like, darn it, why'd I get this tattoo? This is so silly.
So you both have regrets. Would you, if you had to go back and do it again, would you get the same things? Would you get different things? Or would you not do it all?
I think mine was based off age. I got my first tattoo when I was 15. It was like tribal. I would get something definitely different. I put more thought into it. I mean, to be honest with you, it was done in a basement, and I traded it for like some games. From my
what?
Nintendo.
Whoa. You went to someone in a basement that wasn't even ready to go, like official tattoo artist?
Hold on. He was a tattoo artist in training. He gave me a great deal. We did it on trade for no cash. And you know me, I like deals. And he's done other tattoos. It's not like I just went to some stranger. He's done my friend's tattoos. And he does work at a shop now. Thank you.
Julian's coming out with an infection on his chest.
No, tetanus shot stat. You Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know those like random moments where you meet someone and they go above and beyond for absolutely no reason other than to just be a good person, like someone you will literally never see again. That happened to me night before last. I've been battling like this mini cold for the last couple of days. And so the night before last, we were talking about dinner. I was like, I just can't. I can't make anything. I don't want to go anywhere. Let's order in. So we got DoorDash. And let me tell you about my DoorDash driver. This guy was so funny and just totally like was medicine for my soul. Have you ever had a stranger totally make your day? And what did they do? 702-364-9400. So I get this message from Nolan after we placed our order. And it's a message notification. And it instead of your usual, you know, your Dasher is approaching, it's a meme. It's a Yoda meme. And it says, waiting for your food, I am. And I just started laughing. I was like, that's funny. And so I responded. And I wrote, laughed out loud, I have. And so I'm like, I want to show him. I'm into Star Wars. I like it. So then he does a ha-ha to my response, and he sends a follow-up when he gets the food. And it's that meme of Han Solo and Chewbacca, like, going light speed in the Millennium Falcon, you know, where you can see all the lights.
Yeah.
And it says, on my way with your order. I'm like, okay, we're doing this. We are memeing back and forth. So at this point, I am not just getting dinner. I am getting like a cinematic universe of service. So I sent him back another meme, a Yoda meme, like grateful I am. And it just went back and forth. And so when he finally shows up, it was like, hey, how are you? And we're all laughing. It made me laugh. When's the last time a total stranger did something that just completely made your day? 702-364-9400. And if you get Nolan on DoorDash, I hope he does what he did for me, because it totally made my night.
Shout out to Nolan. I just have to ask you, first thought that came to my mind, how much did you tip him?
I tipped him the regular 20% that I do on DoorDash. I didn't give him extra after the fact because I thought that my 20 was pretty generous already.
It is generous. Yeah. I was just curious because I wonder if the memes, see where I'm going with this? I wonder if the memes and the camaraderie, if you will, I'm curious if it helped.
It would have, if I was just doing like a 10%, I would have probably added more to it. But I thought I was already being pretty nice from the get-go. What about you guys?
Yeah, I will share with you. Last month, I was just walking, you know, I was just walking down the street, passed by this restaurant. It was closed. And a guy right beside the restaurant said, ever been? And I said, no. Random guy. And he goes, it's pretty good. I said, cool. And then we got to some, you know, some just regular conversation, just chit-chatting real quick. And then before we end the conversation, he goes, want a bag of bagels? Out of the blue. It was the most surprising thing ever. Out of anything he offers, it's a bag of bagels.
And you never like tried to work your Julian magic to try to get something for free?
I know you're surprised. No.
Oh, wow. I am surprised.
Yeah, no, he literally, I mean, I'm surprised just sharing the story. Yeah, he literally offered it, and it was back in Seattle. It's Rachel's Bagels, which is very similar to Bagel Mania.
Okay.
Very delicious specialty bagels. And I guess he delivers food for the homeless. It was extra. He gave it to me and it was a great day and I never saw him again.
And that's like those little things that just make your day. Jenny, talk to us. When did a stranger completely make your day?
Oh, you know, I let my daughter ride in the big area of the cart, which I know that's like a huge no. And she fell out because she decided to sit on, like, this Tetris creation that she had made, and I didn't notice. She fell out, hit her head, crying, lots of stairs, and this woman just came and put her arm on me and said, "You're a good mom. These things happen, and it's okay." Oh. And she just pumped me up, and I'm holding my daughter, and I just thought, okay, because you feel terrible when those things happen. You feel like the worst parent ever.
Wow, I literally got goosebumps when you said that. Like, that means so much. It's getting a mom compliment from another mom is like, that's like top tier, isn't it?
It is. It totally is.
Oh my gosh, Jenny, I love that. We just got a text here. It says, "I was crying in my car at a red light, breakup tears, and the guy next to me rolled down his window and yelled, 'Whoever made you cry is blind.'"
Oh, I love that.
Then the light turned green and he drove off like a rom-com guardian angel. That's amazing. Oh my gosh, these are really heartwarming. This one says, "I tripped walking into Starbucks and a woman goes, 'Don't worry, I fall for coffee too.'"
That is amazing.
That's so cute. This one says, "A little kid came up to me at Target, poked my leg and whispered, 'You look like a princess.'"
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I would start crying. That is the cutest thing. And this one says, "I was having a bad day. The UPS guy gave me my package and says, 'You look like you need a win.' Boom, here's one."